kids. You got to love the kids. During that last song towards the end, my daughter Sayla was sitting here and she hit me on the shoulder and she said, "Dad, why do you always have to pick the longest songs?" I said, "It's long," and she said, "Yeah, and it's old." But it's good. But it's good. Amen. Then I asked my wife. My wife has been someone who has given me so much more in life than I ever anticipated. Amen. And I forgot my, you guys have seen my inconspicuous handkerchief that sometimes I'll use for a sweat rag when I get going. Amen. So I said, "Honey, can you run down to the kitchen and see if there's any rag similar to that that I can use?" And I'm going to show you what she gave me. So it's like my basketball towel back in the day. Woo! But honey, thank you. Again, you delivered in multitudes. Amen? All right. Who was born before, who was born after 1987? Raise your hands. Anybody? After 1987. Okay. So when I say go back to 1987, just go back to as long as you can remember. All right? So I don't have to shout. The year's 1987. And when you're looking at me, I wasn't always, when I was in fifth grade, I wasn't always this physical specimen. Amen, Tony? I wasn't always built like this. I couldn't always bench press 350 pounds, Shane. I was a fifth grade flabby little boy with a crew cut. And I loved PE when we played football and baseball and basketball and those sports, kickball, eight base. But you know what I hated is when we did gymnastics, amen? And the Presidential Fitness Challenge. Hated it. Hated it. And it was always after lunch, and I want you to remember this fact. That day on lunch, we had fiestadas. Who's had a fiestada? Yeah. I go down to Presidential Fitness Friday, and it's sit-up day. And it's fifth grade, and I haven't really experimented a lot with girls in terms of even liking them, but there was a girl named Tiana Martinez. Can you say Tiana? Oh my gosh, she was my exotic fifth grade dream, and she was hot. Now, when I say hot, she was fifth grade hot. Amen? Mom, I don't even know if I talked to her that much. I don't even know if I ever even gave her a note, but I do know that I wrote Tiana on a pair of shoes that you guys bought, and you weren't really happy with that. And it's sit-up Friday. We're going to do sit-ups for the Presidential Fitness. I can't do sit-ups. And they partner you off, because when you do sit-ups, there's nothing to put your feet under. Your partner's going to have to put their knees on your feet. They're going to have to put their hands on your feet, and they're facing you when you're doing the sit-up, amen? And as the luck would have it, guess who my partner was? Tiana. Oh my gosh, I was blessed. I was like, I am going to show her, though. I know I can do sit-ups because I've seen my dad do them, so I know I can do them. So, and as luck would have it, she went first, so with my weight, I didn't put my knees on her. I held her down, and she did quite well. And I was even more nervous because how am I going to beat her? Amen? And then it was my turn. Remember? Do you remember what I had for lunch? Fiestadas? Okay. So it's my turn, and I get down there, and Tiana with those dark, exotic eyes and her black hair, she gets on my, she puts her knees on my feet, and she's staring at me, and I swear to God, she said this. She said, "Bobby, you can do it." It's the first word she ever spoke to me. Almost the last. Because I got the strength in me, Mom. I did a sit-up, and I went, did one. You didn't have to have your hands behind your head. You had to, like, cross, you know, I did one. And then I go up for the second one. And when I grunted, what did I have for lunch? I parted Tiana's hair. Mom, it was so embarrassing. It's almost so embarrassing I can't even look out here right now. But Tiana moved away in seventh grade, and I was happy because for 2 years I tried to avoid her because she acted like I didn't part her hair. I acted like I didn't know what I did, but in reality, when I was down in the elementary gym floor, the third floor in the school could have heard what I did. What'd you say? Bobby. I didn't want to do anything more than forget that happened. Amen? For those of you who were here last week, we talked about the first of three important, what's the letter up there? F words. And I told you that on the drive, I was really surprised when one of my daughters let out the F word that we never want them to, they've never heard it in our house. And when she said it from the back seat of the car because I had went off the road, I was more worried about what she just said rather than who I almost just hit. Amen? That's not the F word I'm talking about. Last week, do you remember the word? Dad, do you remember the word? Thank you, Dad. Focus. Because remember in the book of Philippians chapter 3 verse 12, Paul says, even though I have not yet been perfect. Do we have any perfect people in here today? Raise your hand. Anybody? Perfect. You're perfect. No? I'm preaching to the right crowd. He said, I haven't yet reached what God wants me to do or be, but I focus. Can you say focus? I focus on this one thing, and I left it right there. So our second important F word is what Paul focused on. He said, I want to forget. Can you say forget? Yeah. I want to forget my past. And I know I opened up with that story, and it gave you guys unbelievable visuals. Amen? But the truth is, we are sitting in a church full of people who there is something in your life. I don't care if you're 14 or 6 or 90 that you would like to forget. Amen? But it's hard to. You see, in my study of this, I came up to two reasons why it's hard for us to forget. We long for what we once. What's the last word? We long for what we once had. You know, if only, Frank, I had my old... Never mind. I'm not going to say that since I'm married. For some of us, if I could just have my old girlfriend, if I could have my old boyfriend, if I could just be single again and have my old bank account, if I could have my old job. Amen? And we long so much for what we had, so it's hard to forget. But the second thing is it's hard to forget because we can't, what's the word? We can't forgive what was done to us. It wasn't our fault. So-and-so, in so many words, screwed us. And we, it's not that we don't even necessarily want to not forgive them. We want to have revenge on them. So Bobby, I don't want to forget my past because I don't want to be hurt again. I don't want to go there again. So not only do I want to have what I once had, I don't want to forget the bad things that were done to me, and I can't because it is so bad in my mind. I would like to do nothing else than actually have revenge for that, but I just can't forget it. When I looked up the definition to this word, I was surprised. Because when my wife and I were ready to go out to dinner, and we'll get out there, and the girls get out there, and we're all ready, and we shut the door, and then I say, ah, honey, I forgot the keys. I always think of forget as of something that I forgot, that I didn't, I just left it on accident. Can you say accident? That's not what the definition says. The definition of forget is to leave behind. What's the word? What's the next word? A synonym of forget is to drop it. If you don't get anything else out of this sermon, will you listen to me right here? Some of us, as we go to 2020 and we focused, we spoke motivationally about focusing on one thing, and now I'm telling you what the one thing is. The one thing is not your addiction. The one thing is not your relationship. The one thing is not my diet. The one thing is not whatever your resolution is. It's not. The one thing that Paul says, that God said through him, is to forget your past. And when Paul says that, he wants you to leave it behind. What's the word again? We are full of a church, you guys. You've got things that you need to forget intentionally. You need to leave them behind. For some of you, you're focused on one thing. Like, I want to lose weight so bad. I'm focused on how many calories I need to drop. But really, I need to focus on forgetting the past of my failure to drop weight before. Amen? Amen. There are people in here who some of you need to leave behind intentionally the people you're hanging around. Because when you go hang around with them, you act like them, even though inside, that's not who you are. You end up saying things that if your parents heard you say them, or your kids heard you say them, you'd say, "Mom, Dad, that's not you." Or I'd say, "Daughter, son, that's not you." But we acclimate to who we're hanging out with because you can't intentionally leave them behind, because what would other people say? Amen? A synonym is to drop it. I know we all want to change in 2020 something. Amen? Can you say amen to that? But it's like you're holding on to a squishy ball of Play-Doh and you've squeezed it so hard the Play-Doh's coming through your fingers. And you say, "Yeah, I want to change," but you're stepping into 2020 and you still have that Play-Doh. And even if you've taken a huge glob out of your fist, it's still stuck in your fingers. You really haven't dropped it. Amen? And I'm not just talking about things you've been struggling with in 19. I'm talking about 18, 17, 16, or 1950. Some people in here are holding grudges about what a pastor did to them back in 1967. We need to forget and to leave behind intentionally and neglect to take it into 2020. How can we do this? I want to show you this. This is important to remember as we want to forget. We are, what's the word in red? You're not going back. It's important to remember to forget your past, because in all actuality, the past doesn't matter. I can lose. I've been 1 week in, guys, and I'm not asking for applause because it doesn't warrant any. Have I been doing good on my diet, babe? I have counted every calorie. I have not had a real soda. I have been doing so well, and I've only bit my wife's head off 10 times. That's it. But the truth is, Mom, even if I would get back to my playing weight of basketball, I am not going back on the court and going to set up on a wing and hit another three-point shot. I'm not going back! You guys could break up with whoever you're going with, or people can get divorces and they think they can have it better if they go a different direction, and sometimes that's what God tells you to do. But sometimes, can I tell you, you do things because you think you're going to go back to how it was. You never can go back to how it was, because that was a one-time thing. Amen? Do you believe that today? We've had some loss in here this year. Earl? Debbie? Losing Stormy? Grandma losing Grandpa? You know, I mean, I think of loss we've had. And I'm going over to Grandma's after church today, and Grandma, what are we having for lunch?
Spaghetti.
Spaghetti. Can you say amen?
Amen.
It's my cheat day. No. We're going to Grandma's. But you know what I would love to do when I open the door at Grandma's house? Is I wish I could go in there and there was one more plate set up on the table and it was Grandpa's. But we can't go back. For some of you, I know you wish you could go back to your first date and you wish you could look lovingly at that person now that you've married. And things aren't the same now. You know, there's been a lot of kids. And there's been a lot of bills. There's been a lot of sicknesses. And the eye gaze in between you isn't the same as it was 27 years ago. And if I could just go back to that first date, maybe that second date when I had that first kiss, maybe I could, it would just be like it was. You are not going back. Amen? Why do I say that? And some of you are saying, "No, duh, I know you can't go back." Then quit living like it. Quit living like it. And I'm preaching to myself. I'll never go back and have another shot to do a third sit-up, Mom. Ever. We're not going back. And when you realize that, it starts to become easier to forget the past. And when I say that, we're not forgetting Stormy. We're not forgetting Grandpa Johnson. We're not forgetting Beth Robertson. We're not forgetting people we've lost. We remember their legacy, but we go on with what they taught us, not hoping we could have it back. Because that's what they would want. And that's what your God wants. Amen? But second of all, not only are you not going back, when you can't forget, when you can't leave your past in the past, you're missing out on your, what's the word?
Today.
You're missing out on your today. And you may say, "Bobby, I'm only 16 years old. Bobby, I'm only 18 years old. I don't really have that." You have a past. If you don't think you have a past, I'll go down your halls in your school and I'll talk to people and they'll tell me something. Amen? You have a past. And some of you adults who don't think you have a past, or you think, I've really come to reconcile with my past, I'm okay. The truth is this, Cam and I have went out so many times where we're sitting at a table and I look around and everyone's doing this. He has a wife here, he's got a daughter here, he's got a son here. He's looking at a post that he made 12 minutes ago, and now it has 7 responses and 12 likes as of 2 minutes ago. But he has a wife right here who wants to hear one more time from him, I love you, but also to show her that he loves her. He has a daughter over here. I can't take my eyes off the screen because of my most recent past I'm looking at, or work. I'm looking at this work email. And my daughter, more than anything, right here, my daughter, right here, more than anything, is hanging on every word that Daddy says. And if he would just listen to one thing I said. No. For some of you, you're at a dining room table. I've been there, and I'm working on my sermon, or I'm answering someone's email, or someone's asking me about something at the church that really doesn't mean anything at all. But I think that takes precedent over Sailor Felicia holding a basketball like this, saying, Daddy, do you want to go shoot on our crooked hoop out in the driveway? And I say, when I'm done with this, to hell with the email. Yes, honey, I'm going to go shoot with you. If you don't think you're living in your past, you're lying to yourself. And when you're lying to yourself, you're missing out on today. And when you wish you had what you once had, you're missing out on today. And for some of you, you'd say, Bobby, my today's not that great. You don't know what... You know what I do know? Most of you people in here, you drove here or rode in a car. You're blessed. I know many of you put offering in here to God that helps pay my salary and keep the lights on and to give to God so that we can help in the community. You're blessed. You go home to a house that has windows and a roof and a garage that the door even shuts. And people that love you, and even if you live by yourself, that come over and tell you they love you. You are blessed. But are you living out your today, or are you missing out on your today? Your past is gone. Can you say gone?
Gone.
You're missing out on today. But finally, Mom, I know you usually don't do this. Will you come here? Frank, will you come here? And Kelly? Marilyn, will you come here for me? I'm not doing anything bad, you guys. Frank, Kelly, and Marilyn, I want you to stand over here. I want you to each take a rock. And I want you guys over here. And I want you facing this way. Mom, I want you facing this way, but you're right here. Turn around to me.
Oh.
I'm Jesus. Can you say Jesus?
Jesus.
Amen. Woo! Guess who you are? My mom is a fine lady from the book of John, chapter 8. She's a woman. No, not a prostitute. Oh. You were caught in adultery.
Oh, okay.
My mom is an adulteress. So walk back by Frank. Frank, I want you to walk her up here to me. And I want you to say, Jesus, we caught her in the act of adultery.
Jesus, we caught her in the act of adultery.
Okay, you can go back there, Frank. You were caught in the act of adultery. Like in the act. The law said in John, it says that if you are caught in the act of adultery, that you and the gentleman that you chose to be with instead of Dad. Now knowing Dad, I understand your decision, but it's still against the law. Was to be stoned to death. Immediately. Immediately. And they brought you before Jesus, and he stood here, and they asked, what should we do? And it is so awesome what Jesus does, because the Scripture tells us that Jesus didn't get up here and say, you are bad. You broke the law. I'm a little off balance. You broke the law. And yes, they are going to have to stone you. I came to fulfill my Father's law. They're going to stone you. They are going to stone you. You're in trouble. And the truth is, you may know this story, and you may know that's not what Jesus does, but that's not how you act. It's not how I act. I get caught in the act of adultery all the time. Not the real thing, but in other things. Amen? I lie. I cheat. I gossip. I fall short of who God wants me to be. And I find myself at the foot of Jesus. And I'm expecting to be stoned. But do you know what Jesus did? Do you know what Jesus did? He got on a knee. He didn't get above you. He got down. And he took his finger. And he scribbled something. And the Bible says he wrote something in the dust. But this was in the temple. The temple had marble floors. So there may have been a little dust, but it was on stone. The last time God's finger touched stone is when he wrote the Ten Commandments and gave them to Moses. So we don't know what he wrote. We don't know what finger he used. But I think as they asked, what are you going to do? She broke the law. I think he said with God's finger to stone, I've come to X out that sin. I've come to X out that sin. And he stood up. And he said, I want to answer your questions. I want to answer your question. What are we going to do? We're going to stone her. But we're going to throw them one at a time. And the only person who can throw a stone is the person who has not sinned. Frank, are you perfect? Have you not sinned? Drop your rock. Just drop it on the floor. Go ahead and sit down. Sit down. Kelly, are you perfect? Can you sit down? Amen. Marilyn, give me five. And there was no one. And there was no one. And then it says Jesus got down and wrote again. And then as he stood, he said, woman, are there no more accusers behind you to condemn you? And she turned around, and what was her answer? No. Then neither do I. Go and sin no more. In other words, don't lose hope in your tomorrow. In other words, forget your past. In other words, I know you were with a naked man just 15 minutes ago when they caught you and brought you here, but I don't care. The rocks are dropped. Go and sin no more. Can you do this? And she went. Will you play behind me, Mom? In your aisles. In your aisles on the inner side are rocks. And I'm not asking every person, because every person's not going to want to. These rocks represent our past. And our God is a great God. Hold up your rock. I don't care if you're going to come forward. Hold up your rock. I don't know what this rock is to you. For some of us, this rock's an addiction. For some of us, this rock is a relationship. For some of us, this rock is a loved one that we have lost, that we've been holding on to, when the truth is they live in our heart. We don't have to hold on to them anymore. They live with us. But we need to drop the part of them that they're telling us from heaven, it's okay, go on and be who God wants you to be, because I'm going to see you again. For some of us, this is a grudge. We have been holding a grudge for so long. For some of us, this is God. We've been trying to hold on to God and manipulate Him and ask Him only when we need things. So instead of the accusers over here, when Jesus looked at them and said, go ahead and stone them if you haven't sinned. And I picture them in mid-throw, if you haven't sinned. And the only thing God doesn't want you to forget is that He died for you. Amen? The only thing God doesn't want you to forget is that He hung on that cross for you. Everything else, He kneeled down and He took His finger and He crossed out what you've done. There are 10 commandments that Jesus came to fulfill. Many of us have broken some on there. But just like the adulterous woman, we stand here. We stand here before Jesus. Are there any accusers behind you, Bobby, that still say you're a liar? That still say you're a cheat? That still say you're full of it? That still say what you preach about is fake? No, Jesus, there aren't. No, there's not. Then go and sin no more. Go and live for me. Go and forget your past. Go, go, go. And if He was here today, He would tell you to drop your rock. Drop your rock. Focus on this one thing. It's not your diet. It's not your relationship. It's not your checkbook. It's not the kids at school. It's not the problems you have at work. It's not even legal trouble. It's not the worst thing that you can imagine. The one thing to focus on is to forget your past. That's the only way we can go forward in 2020. Amen? So Heavenly Father, across this place, I ask You to close Your eyes. And Lord, at this time, some of us are wondering, Lord, is this real? Lord, all this is the sound of rocks dropping in a bucket. Lord, this doesn't mean anything. Lord, this is just some symbolism thing. And I want, God, You to put in their heart that You are an awesome God. How great is our God? That He can speak to us, not only still through His Word, not only still through our lives where You come and be a part of them, but through objects like a rock that can symbolize so many things. Lord, today we drop them in the bucket. Today we say to hell with them. Today we say, I'm going forward with You. I know I can't have what I once had. Lord, I've been missing out on today. And Lord, I want to have a hope for tomorrow. So Lord, accept my drop offering. Accept this as a sign that I am letting go of my past. As my mom begins singing this, deacons and elders, you can get ready in the back. If you're dropping a rock, you can drop your rock and meet. And for those of you who are ready, remember, this doesn't mean you're weak. This doesn't mean you're not strong. This doesn't mean you have huge problems. This means you need God, and that God is speaking to you now, and you are ready to take full advantage of what He has for you today in Christ. In Jesus' name, if you believe that today, say amen. And let the dropping of the rocks commence. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Listen to the sound of the rocks, Lord. Absolutely beautiful, Lord. Those sounds, those rocks clinging in the bucket, those are not just rocks hitting more rocks. Those are our offerings to You, Lord. Amen. Don't wait for that person next to you to go. If you don't have a rock, come up and grab one out and drop it. If you're waiting for the person next to you to come up, you're going to be waiting a while. They're waiting on you. How great is our God? Sing it out.
Sing with me, how great is our God. All will see how great.
One more time, you're the name. What's the name that you've been putting above all names? Is it a sport? Is it your spouse? Is it your kids? God gave you all of those, and He wants you to lift them up, but not above Him. He is the name above all names. He is worthy of the praise we give to other things. Two times through. How great. Heavenly Father, with this bucket that I am holding now, symbolizing rocks that people were holding in their hands and clenching them. And they, I don't know, maybe someone dropped a rock for someone else in their family. But we drop them symbolizing something in our past that is crawling up into our current lives that we just can't drop. We just can't keep going forward. We just can't keep doing it. So Lord, today I give this to You to protect for us, that it will never come back in our hearts, that it will never come back in our minds, so that we can go forward focusing on this one thing. And that simply is forgetting the past. So as the elders and deacons come forward just one more time, Mom, I'm going to ask you to sing it slow. I'm going to ask our congregation to just bathe in the words and let these words cover us this morning. One more time, Mom.